I was trying to think about what did work and what didn't work. I'll tell you, for many years, I did nothing, and that didn't work.
Oh, good to know.
It did not work to keep Christ in Christmas. isn't entirely true, but for many years, I just did nothing because I didn't have the bandwidth to do it. You know, maybe a lot of your ladies in this group are mom of 5 kids, and I salute you. it is a ton of work, and especially in those little years. So first of all, just give yourself some grace. And if you can't do anything, and you just don't have the pizzazz, give yourself some grace. And if you feel really convicted about it, ask the Lord for the energy and the plan. And He is gracious and merciful, and He will lavish on you exactly what you need. Mm-hmm. And you might just need a little bit, or you might just need grace for this year. So anyway, I started retelling the Christmas story to myself just through a blog. And that really, that was really meaningful to me personally. The next year I revisited it and I added kind of a nonfiction reflection. So just, that's how I kind of nurtured my own spiritual life. In the meantime, or at the same time, I should say, I was trying to point my boys towards keeping Christ in Christmas too. So that is kind of how I nurtured my own self first. And then I just kind of drew from that what I could give to my boys. This was so weird, but I did read my own book to my boys. And we didn't get all the way through it. It's so weird when your kids start driving. Got study group at 7 at night, and so someone's always missing at night, or they got prayer breakfast in the morning, so someone's always missing in the morning, and it's just really hard to find time when everyone is together. And so we didn't do it every day, and we didn't finish, but
you can finish it this year.
We may finish it this year.
Pick it up on day 20.
Yeah, but that's just the kind of thing that I don't want to apologize for, and want anyone to feel bad about, because you do what you can when you can, and we're just called to faithfulness. We're not called to perfect rigidity.
Yeah, exactly.
So do what you're called to do and just faithfully obey the Lord and whatever He's given you time and resources to do. So
I love that idea that it's not all or nothing. Like it's something. There's a blogger that I follow that writes about exercise, and she's like, something is better than nothing.
Always.
Like getting up and walking around the house for 5 minutes is better than staying in your chair for those 5 minutes. Something is better than nothing. So we're doing, even if we don't finish the book, it's okay. Like you can finish in January too. That's nobody said.
Totally.
Or if you don't finish it at all, that's okay. Something is better than nothing. Go back for a sec. Oh yeah. You also had said something about just drawing on what was working for you. And I think that's so powerful for us as moms. Sometimes we're like, we want to make a lesson for our kids and make sure that they know the meaning of Christmas. But if we are not engaged in that, and we don't know the meaning of Christmas, and we're not, you know, we're rushing around trying to get presents for everybody and feeling super stressed about hosting Christmas parties, then they're not going to get that either, because they kind of absorb
what
we're doing and our values. So when you started blogging about that and encountering the Christmas story deeper and encountering Jesus through that, then that flowed out to your kids, probably in ways that you'll never even really know.
I think so. Definitely in ways that I won't know. I remember what you're saying is more is caught than taught, saying, I think about, when my boys were little, just being amped up about trying to get the house clean and now we're going to make sugar cookies, but stop throwing sugar on the floor. It's like, this is not fun. If I have, many moms are much better about that kind of thing. I am certainly no poster child for any sort of Mary Poppins type of mom. My point was, we were walking out the door one, I don't know, kind of just in one of those busy holiday seasons. And I remember my oldest son turned around, and he was 5 or 6, and he says to his little brothers, the most important thing is that the house is clean. And I was like, what? I don't ever remember saying that, but it was, you know, I must have so clearly communicated that with just my angst and my, anyway, more is caught than taught. And if it becomes an unenjoyable stressor, it might just be time to take a breather.